One day after being pied outside the Senate chamber, Senator Carol Flynn has acquired something of an entourage.
We had about three from the sergeant's office and two troopers, so I feel pretty secure today.
The security detail around Flynn is an unusual sight at the state capitol, where only Governor Ventura gets bodyguards, and even he usually walks around with only two state troopers. Flynn says the pie incident might be an indication that it's time for security to be a higher priority during the legislative session.
Well, I really hate to have one anarchist destroy the access for all of the public, but sometimes that's what happens with this kind of action. I'm thinking that you can never provide total coverage for any of us, but we probably do need to figure out a little bit more, gatekeeping.
Flynn says Capitol security should consider putting more surveillance cameras up, especially in high traffic areas outside the House and Senate chambers. Flynn says it would also help to have more uniformed state troopers stationed around the building. The Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, Sven Lindquist, says the legislature has not had the benefit of the two state troopers who are usually assigned to it. He says this is a direct result of the extra security demands of the Ventura administration.
Based on necessity and need otherwise, that complement had been reduced to one earlier during this session.
Because the governor needed the extra trooper?
That's my understanding, that trooper was assigned to the lieutenant governor.
Following the pie-throwing incident, the Department of Public Safety temporarily assigned two extra troopers to the legislature. An official with Capitol Security says the extra help may or may not stay long-term. The troopers might become a permanent fixture at the Capitol if the legislature agrees to Governor Ventura's $1.1 million request for six more Capitol security officers and one extra state trooper. Even before the pie started flying, there were signs of increasing safety consciousness at the Capitol. The day after Ventura's inauguration, Capitol Security started checking for photo IDs after hours. And just last week, the governor's staff started locking the main doors leading to their offices. Citizen activist and lobbyist Rich Neumeister says he hopes the new security measures won't undermine the Capitol's open-door culture.
This is a great place for citizens to be able to speak with their elected officials. And this thing is important that folks don't overreact, but look at it in perspective. Just want to make sure that we don't become like a jail or a prison,
Neumeister says he's been to other state capitals where security is tighter and where there's less access to elected officials. And he says he doesn't want that to happen in Minnesota. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.